Listener-supported non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award. And it is that time, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5 o'clock. This is live from Studio J. And as always, we have a live performance for your listening pleasure. Ready to go, we have the band Strange Heart. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Ah, we have Liftoff. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. My pleasure. All right. Why don't we get started with that first tune? If my list is not failing me, I take it it's not me.
That is correct, sir. This first song is called It's Not Me.
All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Strange Heart. It's Not Me. All right. You want to tell us about that song a little bit? Or?
Sure. That song was about, it's about a kind of a run-in with an ex, whatever. And
don't we all?
And basically, the kind of thing is that during the song, the main character in the song is basically like, no, I'm not having it. I'm not into this at all. But I thought it'd be a fun little twist in the bridge. It kind of changed the complexion of the song. And actually, now he totally hooks up with her.
He totally what? I'm sorry.
He ends up hooking up with his ex, even though he spent the first two-thirds of the song saying, oh, he wasn't going to do it.
Ah.
So he just seemed like a more compelling character.
Instead of the guy who does what's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how us humans, we don't learn the first time, do we?
I just thought it was more fun. So, that was that one. It's on our album. So actually, everything we're going to play today is on our album. So, yeah.
Okay. If you don't mind, go around and introduce yourselves, your name, and what you play, and all that good stuff.
Mike Schneider. I play bass for Strange Heart.
And I'm Bryce Girico. I play guitar for Strange Heart, and our drummer is Bobby Jankowski.
All right. He couldn't be with us today, or you just decided to do it this way instead?
Maybe he quit and he forgot. No, he didn't. Just kidding. he couldn't be here. But, yeah, and I'm Josh Clemens. I'm a singer and a guitarist.
Okay.
Pleasure to be here.
Huh. Pleasure is all ours. All right. And how long have you been together doing this?
Bryce, when did you join? It was a little less than 2 years.
It's a little less than two years.
It was like a year and a half ago, basically. Yeah. We started working on it. Mike and I and Bobby and started putting something together. And we had an original guitarist who we just started rehearsing with. And then he had a job change. He ended up having to move to Cincinnati. And so we were still looking for guitarists. And I ended up doing a Led Zeppelin tribute night at Loving Touch with Bryce. Bryce was looking for a singer. And I was like, I'll do it. And basically the entire time I was scheming to get him into the band. I waited until after the show, and then I was like, man, you got to join our band.
And, were you nice about it, or did you give him roofies, or what?
I got him drunk first, for sure. But,
completely sober decision. No,
no,
no.
I brought him over. I'm like, you got to come over to my house. Let's talk about him. We'll talk about this band I'm trying to start. I had a couple of demos that I had made, and so I showed him a demo and of a song, and it got done, and he said, I'm in. So that's how it went.
It was relatively easy, considering I've been in bands since I was 12 years old, and I've never actually had a real singer. And so, like, Josh being a really fantastic singer, I just played it cool. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot.
He definitely played it cool. I was not sure. He was in the band for about a month before I even felt good.
He played hard to get, huh?
Every practice is like, man, I hope he sticks around.
It's the first time in my life I've been able to do that sort of thing, too, so it's nice.
Okay. So when you mean not a real singer, you just had people before that that would just kind of like yell into the microphone?
I had singers, a couple guys that could sing, just like never an actual like frontman lead singer that was the singer all the time and the focus was the lead singer and stuff like that. I played in jam bands and all, hard rock bands and hell, even country bands. And they all kind of just did what was necessary. Like, this is good enough and we're going to get there,
Right.
And then I kind of relied on the instrumentation and stuff like that. But Josh is an actual singer, so it was an easy decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious. Do you remember what Zep tunes you played?
We actually just talked about this the other night. Song Remains the Same.
Yeah.
Misty Mountain Hop. And the third one was the one that was hard because it's a weird name. It's on three.
Yeah, it's not Good Times, Bad Times. It's the one that sounds like Good Times, Bad Times.
It's on three, and it's this weird name.
The Ocean? No.
No.
No, it wasn't The Ocean.
No,
it was on.
No. It's going to kill me. But yeah, there was a third song that was on Led Zeppelin 3, and that was the other song we played. Oops, sorry.
I'm sure you'll think about it before you get out of here.
Well, I can almost promise you we won't.
I should know this because I was a diehard fan back in the day, but It's not ringing any bells. I know I can think of other albums. Like, I know they had that one called Bronyar, but I know that's not it.
No,
but
it was not. You know, it's like a...
It was Out on the Tiles.
Out on the Tiles.
It's such a weird name.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Out on the Tiles. Yeah, that was good. It's also a weird song.
It's actually a good song, but you don't hear it on the radio very much anymore, so unfortunately.
Yeah, there's even like a part in the middle of that like has like a 4.5/4 measure, which doesn't make any sense.
I remember because I had like a vocal entrance coming right after it, and I was just guessing. I think it's right here. I'm going.
I'm like, just count the song in 8th notes, and I think we'll get there.
That was a blast, though, man. We had a great time.
Well, you got to remember, those guys were on, shall we say, recreational thing.
That's okay. But, yeah, that was good. They were afforded the time to do weird things in the studio, and I think that's a big thing, too.
Oh, yeah, the good old days. Bryce is going to get after me again about that. You sound like an old man. Anyway, why don't we do another song?
Sure, if you want, I'm already gonna deviate from the set list, because I was just talking about that demo I made, and I got Bryce in the band with it. So the demo I played him was a song called The Captain, and we were gonna play it third, but why don't we just play it now since I just talked about it?
Okay.
And actually, let me talk about this song some more.
All right.
So this song is an earlier song, and I'd actually just written it a couple months before I cajoled Bryce into joining the band, and it was very much. For our album is called Sinking Ships, and it's very much it's a pretty dark album, and this song kind of exemplifies that very well. And there's just a lot of really bad things going on, and it was one of those days, like middle of the day, where I just like sat up at my kitchen table and just felt like the world was just like just crushing me, and I wasn't handling it very well, and so I immediately popped the song out, and actually there's a tagline in the song. That's called, it says, Can I Count on You? And I kind of like had that idea first, and then I kind of worked backwards from there, and I kind of built the song around this idea of, you know, looking for help.
Okay.
And the song's called The Captain. Tell you I'm falling apart. Here's the part, tell you I don't know how to start. And it goes and it goes and it goes and it goes and it goes. Never slow, never roll, never know where it's gone. No pulling up, no getting off. Rising through the bamboo and escaping to the sandy skies. The ship's sinking, this is your captain speaking. We're gonna run a little away. Instead, you're gonna step it away. You see me, but I'm not the same. If you've got a fix, just take your aim. If you've got a fix, I've been waiting all day. Can I count on you? So can I placing something that's trying really hard to speak. What's in me is always trying to find a melody. Don't you think it's time?
From Studio J with Strange Heart here on WHFR.FM. The Captain. All right. Okay, so you say the pretty much what you're playing today is from your new release.
Yeah.
And does it have a title or is it just simply Strange Heart?
It's Sinking Ships.
Sinking Ships, sorry. You did say that a few minutes ago. All right. I'm glad I clarify. Maybe after the fourth or fifth time, I'll remember.
No, just keep asking us. It's all good. It takes up time. We get to say the name over and over again. It works perfectly for us.
Yeah, it's you know, you can find it everywhere. It's on anywhere you stream music, you can find it.
All right, the usual Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff.
You know it.
SoundCloud, Bandcamp.
Okay. And, of course, you have the usual Facebook and Twitter and all that?
Yes.
Twitter? What's Twitter? Just
kidding. Yes, definitely. We're very active on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, we're all over the place.
Okay. So that's where you want to go for our listeners if you want to find out more.
We even have a YouTube channel, people.
YouTube.
Some videos for your enjoyment.
Okay.
More to come.
All right. Any shows coming up at all? Or?
Yes. We're playing the after party of at Loving Touch for the Pig and Whiskey Festival.
Ah.
So that'll be a very big party.
The Saturday night after party, not the Friday night. Saturday night.
Yes.
Okay.
Good clarification there, buddy.
Either way, it works.
And then we'll be definitely be at Arts, Beats, and Eats as well. You know, the festivals. Uh-huh.
That's a nice gig.
Yes.
There'd be a few people there in Royal Oak. That's
probably.
It.
So, you know, staying busy. But we're going to do some video stuff, too, like some studio video stuff we're going to be putting together. So a lot of stuff going on.
Okay. Just wanted to ask real quick, do you know approximately when you're going on for either of those festivals? Or
I think for Loving Touch, we're still getting our slot for the...
Yeah, we haven't received the slot yet. But, you know, it starts at like 10 or 10:30, and then there's like five or six bands. So, you know, anywhere between 10:30 and 1.
Okay, so they're just going to knock them out. Wham, bam, thank
yeah,
you, man.
Yeah, we should know pretty soon.
All right, and then I imagine Arts, Beats, and Eats, they probably still won't have
it. I did tell you.
It was a 3:45, I think.
I think so on Friday.
Yes. It was the 30th, whatever it was.
That's actually a good slot there.
Yeah, I think it was Friday. Right around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not...
actually a good slot. He's like, you guys don't sound good enough to have that slot. Are you sure?
Well, you know, it's like I was talking with another band earlier, and it's like sometimes if you play too late, most people are like tired or on their way out the door. And
well, yeah, they offered a Sunday and... Monday. They offered a Monday.
Yeah, it was a Monday, yeah, not like, Monday no, night or we'll take, Saturday during the day.
Yeah.
No, I think it was Friday. And Friday or Monday.
I thought it was Friday, too.
Yeah. And if you play too early, no matter how good you are, sometimes there's just not a lot of people there yet, you know. It takes a while for people to get out there, you know.
We're happy to be involved.
So, but somewhere in the middle of the day, I've always found, from my experience, that's when you get the best turnout. So.
Well, it's probably going to be most crowded anyway because we're going to be there. So
this is true, you know?
They're going to be talking about it. People are going to be talking. They're going to be like, listen, did you hear what happened on Friday at Arts Beats and Eats? Can't believe it. I haven't seen this since the Pig and Whiskey, like the after show. All right. Both times, record-breaking people came out. What was it? Oh, Strange Heart.
So he's modest, isn't he, Bryce?
It's funny. I'm not the modest
if
one.
You're not
so.
If you're not a fan of yourself, why would anyone else be a fan?
I believe in that.
All right. Why do we keep it going? What do you have for us now?
All right. I'll do the song that we were supposed to play last time. So this song is called City Limits. This song was... This song is same kind of theme, but in this kind of situation where I was kind of feeling sorry for myself, and it's nice to have a person that will tell you to, you know, shut up and pull yourself together, mm-hmm. and, you know, let's go.
Those are best friends that do that.
Yeah, you need that, you know, or a wife or whoever.
Well, she does it a little too much.
As long as you have someone, you know. And so this is – I'm talking about my story. I don't know about your stories.
Thanks.
So
I deserve that one.
this is the song is called City Limits, and a song about things are bad, but quit your crying.
All right.
I wanted to check my tune real quick.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Through the cloud, but right, we're down.
Live in Studio J with Strange Heart, City Limits. All right. Okay, well, time is flying here. We probably should just keep it going for the next couple of songs and make sure we squeeze them all in, if that's all right with you.
Whatever you want.
All right. What do we have next?
Okay. The next song is a song called Doesn't Matter Anymore. And this is actually, I believe, the very first song written for the band.
Okay.
Yeah, when I came in, Brian Sheehan was still playing on this, and I was trying to find parts around what he had done.
Right on.
How did that work out?
It was actually the first time I had played with another guitar, like lead guitar player since I was a kid. And Brian and I have always been friendly and always known each other. We've never really worked together, but he gave me a ride home a few times. We got to talking about it, and we got kind of excited at the idea of playing together because neither of us had like played with another guitar player. The only time he ever had played with another guitar player was in like some Grateful Dead cover things, and so we kind of had similar tastes in music and stuff. So we were excited for the idea. Like, we knew certain things and focused on certain stuff, but then when he was gone, I was really happy.
It was good while it lasted.
No, it was fun, but like, I'm just used to being the only guitar player, the only like the focus guitar player, you know? Mm-hmm. It allows me to not have to compromise things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm. He likes space.
Yeah, I'm also single, so that's why you compromise.
I wonder why.
So Mike Schneider over here, bass player, he plays every instrument. He happens to play bass in this band, but he's an excellent bass player. He gave me some chords, and is my guitar? You unmute my guitar. I guess you'll hear it. But he gave me some chords on the piano, and I'm not a good piano player at all. I can barely play the piano, but I like forced myself to play the song, and then I wrote like a chorus on the piano. And now we've kind of converted it to this guitar version we're going to give you here.
Oh, no kidding.
But it's definitely a keyboard-based song. It's called Doesn't Matter Anymore. It doesn't matter anymore that you're gunning for me to settle a score. You can write your blood, you can wait to wear. You got to leave no doubt that you have your fare. But you can keep your disaster away. It doesn't matter, and you can shout about my fall from grace, and you can tear apart everything I create. If you ever think that you found the right guy, make sure you know just what he's like. Baby, don't you like it like this?
empty spots. There's just no coming back, back to me. And I know my new role, just what I should. Now that everybody is here, can we all agree I am who I am? If you ever think that you found the right guy, make sure you know just what he's like. I thought you wanted someone like this.
There's always that one song every show that catches me off guard. Oh, wait a minute. It's over.
The one we're going to play right after it is really going to shock you, actually.
You're listening to Live from Studio J with the band Strange Heart, doing an acoustic version of their songs from their release there.
That's the first time we've done this acoustic stuff. It's kind of wild.
Ah, what do you think so far? Are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it.
I bet you are.
Mike sitting between us, just like, it's great. Right.
This is cool.
Just singing once in a while.
Don't wear yourself out, Mike. Take it easy.
I'm
okay?
Getting stereo sound here.
Am I going to get you anything? Water? Beer?
I really needed a coffee, actually. I could actually probably go get one, and no one would notice.
No, probably not.
That's when I would need you, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Murphy's Law. All right, so this one.
This next song is a. This is an ode to my time living in Los Angeles. It was. It felt like a long time. In retrospect, it was rather brief, but it didn't feel that way at the time. And it was a major transitional period in my life, in so many ways, and so I wrote this. Well, Bryce gave me some chords, some chord changes, and I. Turn them upside down and all over the place, trying to see what was going to happen with them. And then I wrote like, can you unmute my guitar and I'll show you what happened. So it was like you get like a G and you had like this D and then you had the.
It was a very sort of Phoenix air, like you know, sort of like
it was
fast up tempo kind of idea I sent them.
It was something like that, and then I came back to Bryce and I said, Bryce, I got it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no matter how hard I try and stay away from country, I always end up there.
Oh, you poor thing.
Born in Chattanooga, it just sticks with me no matter where I go.
So, yeah, it's your own fault. I'm just telling you your real self.
Yeah, you're the vessel that tells me who I am.
But the but so anyway, so they had this riff, and I'm like, okay, what does this sound like? And it was such a, like a reflective like hangout song, and I thought about it. I hadn't really written about these 8 months I spent in Los Angeles, just the best of times, the worst of times situation. And so we wrote the song, and it's called "Broke, Used, and Improving."
Stranded on this hill, the day is growing long. Some palm trees ain't much for shade. Girl, that part only said I'm gonna get on, on. And I'm living in this space. No one seems to know my name. Send it a dangerous pain. So fast all my old friends fade away. Thank you.
Live in Studio J with Strange Heart. All right. Broke, used, and improving.
My wife says that long names are hip.
Really? Okay.
Now, truthfully, I did the name of that song before I consulted her, but recently we were talking about other songs. We got this new one we're working on right now, the one we practiced last night. Mm-hmm. And I went through, and she's like, no, none of this one-word stuff. So I take basically the entire first line of the verse. That's the name.
Okay.
the enemy is a part of me. That's the whole name.
So all of our set lists from now on will just be abbreviated, just like...
Yeah, it'll just be the first line of every song. How about
it's an
that?
Acronym.
Yeah. from now on, the song names are the first line of the song.
That makes it easy to title it, right?
That's how I decide what the songs are about. I basically fuddle around with, like, I'm fuddling around with something for way too long, and then something will just come out, and I'll be like, okay, what does that mean? And then I spend the rest of the song trying to figure it out.
Yeah, as opposed to what always bugged me sometimes is these bands that not only give it a one-word title, but it's not mentioned in the song and has nothing to do with the song. Where did that name come from?
Sometimes you outsmart yourself.
Yeah.
So, I was definitely guilty of that when I was younger.
All right, so it sounds like that was the time that was kind of leading up to what we're going to talk about, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
We're going to go for... talking about how the name came about, Strange Heart. Maybe
sure.
We'd start with you, Bryce. And
I would actually start this one with somebody else.
Yeah. he prefers someone else take the lead with it.
Fine.
We bounced around many, many ideas. In fact, Bryce probably bounced around the most. Bryce would just like go in like some kind of trance, and he was like Brick and Anchorman. Like, like everything he saw, he would just say, like, there's a piano in here. Piano. So he would send like 40 names, and
notes on iPhone. Just like I would type out all day.
Mm-hmm. But we were talking, and we're talking about something heart, whatever. Because like it's a pretty like there's a lot of this is definitely kind of wear your heart in your sleeve band. Mm-hmm. Where like lyrically, I there's not a lot of mystery in the lyrics.
No,
and so we're kind of talking about that, and then Mikey came up with Strange Heart, you know, and. And it was definitely inspired by Bryce's heart transplant.
Okay.
You know, we started with heart and then kind of worked backwards. Well, you know, that made a lot of sense for multiple reasons. A, Bryce's operation, and B, it also kind of makes sense with the content of what we write about. Mm-hmm. So it worked both ways.
Okay. So both, what would you want to say, spiritually and literally, huh?
Yeah, it definitely hit both, for sure.
Literally, I think it's fun because it's so literal.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that's why I think it's such a great name. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of problems bands face when coming up with a name is nobody wants to commit to something, be the first guy to commit to something. So, like, you could...
Because you're afraid someone's going to say it's not cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone is afraid
like,
to be not cool.
I'm never talking again.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it was good. It was good. I think we were texting you, I think, when Mike came up with it. And it was probably good that you weren't in the room because you probably wouldn't have liked it. And so... because he...
What, it's about me? Of course I would have liked
because
it.
Because you were able to, like, decompress or whatever, like, you know, 10 miles away. It probably helped.
Yeah.
Because Bryce definitely... So, I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a lead guitarist, and he definitely, like... enjoys being the lead guitarist, but he doesn't really want to talk about like that kind of, you know, he doesn't really make it about him. He's just rather would just show you.
That's a good way to put it. Thank you. I'm gonna tell people that from now on.
Leave all the praise to the outsiders, you know.
It's like he loves the attention, but he doesn't want to make it. Like he's not going to ask for it. You
know what I mean? I don't want to force attention. I want to earn the attention.
Yeah. He wants it just to happen naturally. I'll ask for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, I need everyone to pay attention to me right now.
You're not ashamed to admit
it. Two perfect guys up front, you know?
Yeah, that's funny. Well, that's why we wanted to be in a band together, though.
Yeah.
Because I had never had a guitarist as dynamic and so, like, just, like, not afraid of being lead guitarist. Yeah, I played a lot of great guitarists, but Bryce, the first one, just like really owns it. Like really owns it. Like
I grew up with the same situation. I mean, I grew up with six or seven like pretty fantastic guitar players, and it seemed like everyone was always trying to take a step back. You know, like, oh no, it's all good. I'm lead guitar.
No one wants to seem like they're trying.
No, yeah, and also like there was like a, you know, ego thing surrounding lead guitars. Everyone's like, no, I don't want to be like that. I was like, I'm
That I'm fine with that. That's good. Like, we're lead guitarists, guys. Let's just accept who we are, you know?
You look like a lead guitarist, too. For those of you listening, he's got a big beard. He's got a really cool hipstery ponytail. Right. He's got tattoos. You gotta be 7 feet tall. I'll tell you. I'm a tall guy.
I'm only 6'3".
Yeah. Okay. He seems taller.
But you gotta make sure you know how to make those funny faces, though, when you play.
Yeah.
So we've got pictures on our Facebook. Go to our Facebook. Look for Bryce's funny pictures. We should make a separate folder, Bryce's funny pictures.
I would hate that. That'd be terrible.
We need a Facebook manager to come up with these ideas.
or at least perpetuate them, you know?
We're accepting applications. For Facebook manager.
Has anyone ever seen the pictures of guitar players with like big slugs in their hands? You know, like Santana's amazing. Yeah. I would be perfect for that.
Oh yeah.
Because like when you're killing it, like it often looks like you're disgusted with what you're doing, but it's actually pretty cool, you know. So, but putting the slug in your hand makes a different story.
Perfect.
Perfect.
All right. We wanna get some more before we get out of here. Let's do another one.
All right, this next song, it's the first track in the album. This song is a lot about why one of the reasons why the band exists is because I moved back from, I was living in Reno, Nevada, and moved back here because we had a couple, somebody else talk. I can't do it.
Josh had some family members, sisters, actually, that, just got cancer, and he was coming back to be with them. No other way to put this, but during their final time.
Yeah.
They were in the final time. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it now. Yeah.
And it was a very short time in between the two, wasn't it?
It was 3 weeks.
Wow.
So this song was written about maybe 6 weeks after. And it's just about not wanting to let go. Hmm. Is the easiest way to put it. I told a story at a show the other day. My sister Eileen, she put in this reminder in my phone that just said, because she was off her work schedule, she was off every other Friday. So I get this Google reminder. Oh, Eileen's off, and I still get this reminder. I'll probably always get it. Anyways, so that's what this song's about. It's called "I Can't Control the Wind."
I'm taking
Live in Studio J with Strange Heart. I can't control the wind.
I don't even have time for it. We do have time for conflict, though.
Oh, you want to do that instead of?
Well, just like, we don't have enough time for it last time.
So we do that instead of. I'm sorry, we're sitting here discussing silence.
That's okay. No, we're on the same page.
I was looking at the time, and the last time would take us over six.
Yes. Oh, really? What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So
we have one song that's short, and now it's perfectly timed for it.
Okay.
This is not an accident. We're a very well-planned band.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say.
This is what being professional is all about.
I wouldn't know about that.
I'm so glad people can't see my face when I say things. This is great.
Unfortunately, we can't.
All right,
I'm just kidding. It's very pretty.
Yeah, beard and all.
Joshua, Mike, Bryce, thank you so much for coming down and hanging with us, playing for us.
Thanks for having us. Check out Strange Heart. We're everywhere. Stream us everywhere. We're Facebook.
Sinking Ships.
Yep. Sinking Ships, the album. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook and the website and all that other good stuff. Instagram. This song is called Conflict. It's one of those one-word names. But it's like our only one. It's conflict. The song is about people not having your like people close to you not having your back. Hold on, my guitar's falling off my lap. There we go. You speak, they don't to me. With you, everything is nothing as it seems. With every breath, I believe you less. Collect yourself, you did your best, and now you're on the buy. Won't even pick a side. For me, you never fight. For me, you never fight. Now you lost your votes, leave it to make me make your choice. I'm a conflict you can't avoid. You say you can't keep up. Tell you that this could never be enough. But I'm not the one. I'm not the one who turned them back. And I'm not the one. I'm not the one who did not come back. And I'm not the one stuck in this free-for-all. And I'm tired of it being my fault. And now you won't arrive. Won't even take a sign. For me, you never find. I'm a conflict you can't avoid. You're gonna let who let who down? Down? Who let who down? Be the last thing that you did. Be the last thing that you said.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.